Get ready for a heat wave. An extreme heat watch has been issued for an area including Stark, Mahoning, Portage, Summit, and Trumbull counties, in effect from noon Sunday through 8 p.m. Tuesday. The National Weather Service says the area can expect dangerously hot conditions with heat index values up to 103 degrees. An extreme heat watch is also in effect from 11 a.m. Sunday through 8 p.m. Wednesday for an area including Carroll, Columbiana, and Tuscarawas counties. Those areas can expect heat index values from 100 to 105 degrees. Area residents are told to drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check on relatives and neighbors. A Navarre area man is headed to prison on child pornography charges. 68-year-old Denny McKenzie of Bethlehem Township was sentenced Tuesday by a federal judge in Cleveland to 8 years behind bars. He pleaded guilty in March to charges of possession of child pornography and receipt and distribution of visual depictions of minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct. McKenzie was also sentenced to 15 years probation and ordered to pay $21,000 restitution. Police executed a search warrant at his home in November 2024. A search revealed at least 400 files of child porn on McKenzie's computer. He also uploaded files to other users. The activity occurred between April 2021 and October 2024. A Canton man has been found not guilty by reason of insanity. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Natalie Hopp issued the ruling Wednesday for 29-year-old Bobby Long. The decision was based on an evaluation of his mental state at the time of the offenses. Long was indicted in February on charges of attempted aggravated arson, and cruelty to companion animals. Canton police said he confessed he was trying to burn down a duplex on Troy Place Northwest when he lit a towel on fire in the bathroom. Long also allegedly killed his dog, which was in the basement. The activity occurred during a roughly two-week period in December 2024. Another evaluation will be conducted. A July 7th hearing will determine where Long will be placed. A Canton man and woman learned their punishment after each pleading guilty to 7 misdemeanor counts of animal cruelty. 45-year-old Billy Park and 41-year-old Christy Hatton were sentenced Wednesday by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Krissa Hartnett to 180 days in jail. The sentence was suspended, with credit for any time served on condition of 2 years good behavior. Park and Hatton were ordered to have no pets and no contact with each other. They were indicted in April on 7 felony counts. In March, Canton police found Park and Hatton living in a Wirtz Avenue Southwest home with hundreds of rats and other animals in deplorable conditions. Some of the animals were dead. Human bones discovered there were determined to have been purchased in Louisiana. A longtime member of the North Canton Police Department has been promoted to Assistant Chief. Matthew Buzzard will be sworn in Monday by Mayor Stephen Wilder. Buzzard joined North Canton Police as a patrol officer in 2012. He was promoted to Patrol Sergeant 5 years later and named Administrative Sergeant in 2020. His new departmental rank will be Major and will act as Chief Frank Kemp's second in command. Sebring fire officials say the appearance of a funnel cloud forced them to abruptly shut down the village's farmers market Wednesday night. Chief Mike Springer says firefighters visually tracked the funnel cloud at 6:44 p.m. as it moved over Sebring. It did not touch down. Police and fire officials were alerted to a possible funnel cloud in the Alliance and Sebring area roughly 40 minutes earlier. The Mahoning County EMA asked for confirmation. Tornado sirens were activated and residents were notified by phone alerts. A Columbiana County judge has set a trial date for an East Liverpool man charged with rape. Common Pleas Judge Scott Washam will hear the case of 19-year-old Brett Thompson beginning November 17th. The Ohio Attorney General's office was assigned to prosecute the case after the county prosecutor's office cited a possible conflict of interest. Thompson is accused of forcing a woman into sex acts over a 2-day period in October 2023. He was secretly indicted in January and charged with 4 counts of rape. Thompson posted bond and was released from jail. There's a new face on Letonia Village Council. William Murdich was appointed to the seat vacated by Wednesday's resignation of Lisa Lorch. She was previously named to serve the remainder of Roman Ferry's term. Lorch did not give a reason for stepping down. Both she and Murdich filed to run for several council seats up for grabs in November. Lorch has not withdrawn from the election. A 15-year-old Youngstown boy is sentenced after being found guilty of reckless homicide. Mazias Gentry was convicted in July 2024. After a trial in Mahoning County Juvenile Court, he was given a 3.5-year sentence. The sentence cannot exceed Gentry's 21st birthday. He was initially charged with murder in the November 2023 shooting of Logan Taylor. The 14-year-old was shot at a home on East Lucius Avenue in Youngstown. Evidence presented at trial contradicted Gentry's testimony that Taylor accidentally shot himself while playing with the weapon. Gentry was 13 at the time of the incident. Prosecutors oppose reducing bond for a Youngstown man indicted on child pornography charges in a brief filed Wednesday in Mahoning County Common Police Court. Prosecutors say bond was previously amended for 28-year-old Rolando Guzman Sosa and should not be lowered again. His attorney filed a motion June 9th for a reduction of the current 10% of $75,000 bond. He said Guzman Sosa has no criminal record, is charged with nonviolent offenses, is borderline autistic, and cannot function without his mother. He's also seeking a competency evaluation. Prosecutors say 20,000 images of child porn were found when Guzman Sosa's home was raided in April 2024. He faces up to 30 years in prison if convicted, and they believe that gives him motive to flee. Guzman Sosa's trial is scheduled for July 18th. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.